back to the Neutral Medical Report. We have Leo Lyons-Agami and Roma, and I'm sure you have some comments from the third debate, which Donald Trump absolutely annihilated the Hildebeest. What do you think, Leo?
Well, it seems like he did the... was the best round of the whole lot. We guess.
Yeah, it was definitely the best debate. The fact is, we had a good debate, Chief, and Chris Wallace, who stuck to specific topics and issues. He didn't deviate off on the foolishness over the so-called pylon with these women and the false thing where they put a Craigslist ad up, the Democrats did, to try to get women to attack Donald with false claims. What we have now is a situation where the issues are out. Let's go through some of these issues. Well, some of the highlights I thought were the open...
Well, I think that one of the highlights was definitely the fact that finally he also pulled out the fact that Hillary is financed by a bunch of... financing terrorism who are throwing gays off the roofs.
Right, and not only that, financing by the Project Veritas, where they're financing thugs to come in and disrupt the rallies, and of course, he talked about the fact that they should turn the money back from Qatar and Saudi Arabia. Bill Clinton just had a birthday and got $1 million from Qatar that throws gays off the roofs, kills, literally stones women to death, and allows, marital rape. I mean, it's really pretty obscene where she holds herself out as the so-called defender of women. And then the defender of children, which talks about gun control for toddlers. How about the toddlers before they toddle, before birth, with a totally viable 7, 8, 9 months, and she's going to allow them to be ripped apart, shred to shred. And the fact is, ultrasound came out just after Roe versus Wade, and I was one of the first doctors in the world to be trained in ultrasound over 40 years ago. And I can tell you, if ultrasound had happened, this is from legal experts, including Dr. Fred Graves, Roe versus Wade would never pass. In fact, in states where they just simply ask the state for the woman to see an ultrasound of their baby before they decide on an abortion, 78% of women do not have an abortion even earlier in the term, and 93% of abortionists even don't agree with late-term abortions. They're right up to the moment of delivery. So she's way out there, isn't she?
She seems to be not in touch with what people really want. She seems to be in touch with what the elite wants, and I think this election being a little bit like Brexit in Great Britain. All the media were saying that Brexit was not going to happen. In the end, instead, Brexit happened. So it might really be that now Trump... is going to win. They're going to try to, of course, rig the elections in their favor, because there is a real possibility that these elections can be manipulated.
It's estimated that 4 million people are either dead or illegally on the voter rolls in America. Yeah. So, and the Democrats and the Project Veritas are boasting they've been doing it for 50 years, including busing people from Michigan to Indiana so they can vote twice.
Yes, and I think that Trump really didn't make the point out when he could have when they asked him about the fact that if the elections were rigged, he went on the fact that Hillary was allowed to participate, and that was already something that...
Exactly, yeah. Your internet still seems Leo. So it goes and then it just cuts.
This is quite incredible, because we have been going through all sorts of connections for the last few weeks to get this thing going. So I'm a bit surprised. This time it really seems like they're putting their hands on it, because it's virtually impossible all the connections seem to have the same problem.
Right. Well, and what it is we know that the NSA directly interfered with my broadcasts. I was just asked, by the way, to be on a major Christian broadcasting this coming Sunday evening, which is 6:30 to 8 o'clock West Coast time, which is, I think, 9:30 to 11 East Coast time. And we're going to get into some deep topics like we do in this show. Leo, let's go through each of the issues that Hillary talked about. Literally, not just open borders, but no national borders at all with global government. A total hirage of Muslims that are unvetted. She's even said privately they can't vet these Muslims, so she doesn't care if it kills thousands or even millions of Americans with terrorism. her policies toward Russia are purely provocative, which will, when she insists on a no-fly zone, even a general in front of Congress last week said this would result in war with Russia. Do you really want war with Russia? There's 10 major Russian ships and nuclear submarine going through the English Channel now heading toward the Eastern Mediterranean. Do we want a nuclear war with Russia right now? I don't think so. I think that this is the war card. The globalists are so panicky, they're even pulling out the threat of World War III to terrify the public and distract them from the fact that this woman and the people behind her, including the, I call the coup d'etat by the Fourth Estate, the media, the globalist billionaires, the transnational corporations, etc., and the Satanists, literally a coup d'etat by these maniacs with Agenda 2030, population reduction, etc., is failing. It fails first in Brexit, and this is what I call a Merexit. In other words, America is exiting the globalist regimes that's been built up over multiple administrations, both Republican and Democrat, including PNAC, the Project for the New American Century. So it's not surprising George Bush Sr. and Jr. and these other maniacs, including the Clinton regime, they consider themselves brothers, are in Panic City over the fact that Donald is about to become president. Amazing, isn't it? Yeah, the connection went again. This is, again, direct interference by the powers that be. NSA, bug off. I'm coming against you, and I'm going to do things to you that you can't even imagine will happen. And you think that you are free from judgment and from recompense, you're wrong. Things are going to start happening to you now, and you need to understand that when you violate truth and liberty, and you violate it on the highest spiritual level by blocking the communication that will give people a chance to make a choice for good. Sure. Yeah, so Leo, we're definitely being knocked off by the NSA. I call no such agency.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. By the NSA and no such agency and the global connectedness. For example, it was John Kerry who insisted that they cut off the internet connection from Julian Assange in Ecuador. At the same time, the banks in Britain attacked RT Russian television because one of the most glaring comments that she persisted at last night, Hillary, the Hildebeest, was trying to accuse Russia of hacking in to change the election in favor of Trump, and Trump was just going to be a puppet of the Russian regime and the reemergence of a Soviet Union. How crazy is this woman? How paranoid, how out of touch with reality, how satanically possessed is she that she would literally sit around like this?
The problem is that they have the internet, you understand? They control the internet, these people. I mean, by having the NSA in their hands, it's basically like they're having the internet in their hands. So it's very difficult to really work opposing this whole thing.
Well, Assange, let me give you some details.
I mean, now Assange is stuck without an internet connection in the Ecuador.
Okay, let me tell you some ways around it, okay? I took care of the Lucent technology. Lucent technology creates the targeting technology for long-range Tomahawk missiles and other missile systems and our Navy overseas. And I took care of the encryption people that were working on the satellite-based missile guidance systems. Now, you can set up what's called a peer-to-peer network, which is completely aside from the regular internet. And you can scramble it in such a way that you can never originate exactly where the signal is coming from. You can also set up what's called an encrypted dark internet that they can't even see. It's encrypted right on the backbone of the internet itself. And you can decrypt communications at any point in the system. So when they say that you can't do this, any system that can be developed by man can be broken, including their lies, which they try to say that you can't do what's called non-prime number encryption, which is total BS. I took care of these guys, and I know the mathematics behind it. So the fact is that there are people out there with skill sets that can completely evade the NSA. The NSA are completely freaked out by it because their idea is if we control the internet and we control encryption and they try to make it illegal to encrypt, how can they ever find somebody if the system would cost billions of dollars to just decrypt one line of string of code? It's not possible. So the NSA are dead in the water, just like our naval carriers, that if they come up against Russian supercavitation torpedoes or the contrapersonic cruise missile, our Navy is going to the bottom, the NSA is going to the bottom, and their control freaks that are there trying to set up the New World Order and the encrypted system that we call the Mark of the Beast is also going to die. Even if they temporarily fool people into it, it's not going to last. So Julian Assange has alternatives, and I'm sure he's going to have people work around it.
Yes, there is an alternative. You can just transmit a strong signal directly into his room from outside, and probably he will get some kind of internet connection. I mean,
yeah.
I think that would be the alternative. Having said that, I mean, he could also have a satellite connection, which will bypass also the connection.
Yeah, you can just have a satellite connection on the roof. You can have a van drive up with a high-speed directional antenna that can actually direct internet directly to his room, etc. So this idea that they can stop it, and then you can fully encrypt it and set up to what's called a peer-to-peer network, where they can't even track where the original signal came from. So when they make statements like 17 departments of the U.S. government are claiming that the Russians did the hacking and were trying to change the election and then tainted the emails, although they won't deny any details inside the emails because they know eventually they're going to have the full thing will show light of day, just like the FOIA documents and the Project Veritas. 40 hours. This is not conjecture. I saw Geraldo trying to spin it and say, well, that's just conjecture. No, it's not, Geraldo. You need to watch the damn videos. I did. And it's just disgusting to think that Hillary Clinton's still running. She should be running for office in prison. She should be a prisoner right now. And all these Democrats are doing this criminal activity. You need to go to prison permanently, including the FBI director, the director of the State Department that's operating, trying to cover right now, John Kerry. Because when he starts calling for cutting off Julian Assange, he's trying to make certain that Hillary gets in because they cover all this information up and stop the so-called dumps. There's a 12th dump now that's come out. So to me, the Obama and the Kerry administration have actually repeatedly tried to see if they can spin things and support Hillary. They've done criminal activity and covered up the fact they knew about the emails. It's just beyond the top. I mean, this is grounds for impeachment of Obama even before he leaves office in a few months.
I think that the Project Veritas is bringing out the real nature of the Democrats, the real undemocratic nature of the Democrats. But the problem is that the media is so unbiased. And the thing is now that we risk to have a result like the one we had in England, in Great Britain, where they were all in favor of not Brexiting. The media was...
Yeah, they're all in favor. Yeah.
And then in the end, Brexit.
Yeah, Brexit passed.
Then in the end, Brexit happened. It passed.
Yeah, in fact, I think the margin was like 15%. It wasn't a minor margin either. That's what I expect. And I like the comment that Donald said, and the media people, including even Chris Wallace, tried to jump on it, said there's usually a smooth transition of power. People have come out there, including Mr. O'Keefe, that have made it plain that they estimate up to 4 million people on the voter rolls are illegally there, dead or illegals that have no right to vote or voting in multiple jurisdictions. And, you know, what we're going to have right now, and I like the comment that Trump says, you know, I'm going to reserve my judgment until I see what happens. In other words, I want monitoring. I want them to ferret out all the illegal things that were said in this Project Veritas that they're going to try to see if they can rig the elections. And they've rigged it already by the media being totally on the side. 96% of journalists are contributing financially to the Clinton campaign. We know that all the media, except for Fox News and InFox, the only broadcaster I think is 100% behind Trump is Hannity. O'Reilly is half and half. Megyn Kelly is totally behind Hillary. I mean, it's just disgusting. She tries to get shrill, pop her eyes and so on. She's out of her mind is what she is. She's very evil. And by the way, she was on Howard Stern's program, and the kind of comments she made on that Stern's program, if they played her tapes, she'd lose her job at Fox.
Well, criticizing Trump, this we know for sure, and not focusing really on the real change that Trump will bring to
American
policies.
For real people.
Also the possibility of a peace with Russia, also the fact that he had to defend himself with Hillary accusing him of being unbiased with Russia and being kind of in league with Vladimir Putin. I think that's, in any case, outrageous.
It's so outrageous. It's like, even if you're a Democrat, you say, no one's going to swallow this pile of BS. Why did she think she could get away with that kind of outrageous comment, shake her head and pop her eyes, and then she puts on this devilish smile, like, oh my God. I mean, you look at the smile and say, this is a devil. This is a person that's lying right to my face. It's just disgusting.
But unfortunately, as I said, most people still follow the media. We have to really see if this, in this election here, control over the people, if the American media still have control over the people. We will notice this from the election day, not before, unfortunately.
Right.
But I hope that they don't have that kind of now, with, since the birth of the internet, gradually these big media corporations have lost their appeal, and the upcoming new ones are showing the world that there is another reality. I hope that this is...
Yeah, I think what's going to happen is that people are, it's going to take a few weeks for them to fully absorb the combination of 12 dumps of WikiLeaks, the FOIA documents, the Project Veritas, and other whistleblowers that come forward, including a new whistleblower against Bill Clinton, and other documents that are now surfacing. I think that Hillary's campaign is dead in the water, and they're going to go in panic city. They'll probably do more outrageous attacks, spending, I think they spent somewhere around $800 or $900 million on attack ads against Donald Trump. 99% of it is totally BS. The rest of it is exaggerated beyond recognition. And anybody with two clues and a little honesty would realize this is just an election ploy by the dirty Democrats to destroy the reputation of Donald Trump. And even if he doesn't get elected, to make sure that his business empire is destroyed. That's how evil these people are.
She's so evil, she even finds pushing gay people off buildings funny. So, I mean, she's the ultimate evil, Hillary.
Yeah, ultimately, yeah, she's actually laughed about the idea that they push people off, gays off of buildings in Qatar and Saudi Arabia. Isn't it terrible?
I mean, but still, gay people vote for Hillary. That's the thing, you know. You can tell them anything.
Actually, what I found out is that Twitter and Facebook were basically knocking off the Twitter accounts of people that were pro-Donald Trump, post his comments after the Pulse slaughter of the Pulse nightclub, because he offered, for example, Caitlyn Jenner says, you come on down to Trump Towers. I don't care what restroom you use. He's not against gays and lesbians. He's not against Hispanics, blacks, or anybody else. In fact, I see a lot of the black broadcasters realizing, including Louis Farrakhan, saying, hey, this guy wants us to prosper. Are you kidding? And here's the head of the, you know, the Islam in America and gay pastors. I mean, black pastors. And the black pastors are saying, look, 8 years of Obama has destroyed us, because Obama, although he may have a black skin, he's got a black heart. He's not for black people. He's not for poor people. He's only for the corporatists and the globalists. He's not a community organizer like he was supposedly in his early days. He's an organizer for globalism under George Soros and the global maniacs.
And then we have the great scandal of yesterday with Madonna, the singer, offering blowjobs for voting Hillary.
Yeah, isn't that unbelievable? How can she say something that obscene and think that it's funny? I mean, what...
And on top of that, she says that she swallows. I mean...
Well, you know what it is.
There is really bad taste in the real sense of the term.
Well, remember now, she's a Kabbalist and a what's called a female, if you want to call it, a Hebrew witch. In other words, her whole idea is that she is literally trying to change the future, to destroy the culture, to destroy morality to the point where they are the masters of this very destroyed culture. That's where I see this going. Pretty nasty, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty nasty. Especially Madonna's.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You're still cutting.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
So one of the things we talked about yesterday, and I talked to Jonathan Gray was on, was the idea of the parallel between George Washington's vision of the third peril and the Muslim invasion and the global New World Government, and America fighting nationally, initially losing for a period of time, which is happening under Barack Obama, and then winning with a proper leader like Donald Trump to bring America back to grace and national pride that we are not absorbed by the global New World Order. I really believe America is Ephraimerica, one of the two houses of ancient Israel in its modern time incarnation. And we also need to see a return of the true Judeo-Christian version of the state of Israel, which is just Judah and the half-tribe of Benjamin. Because right now the state of Israel returned as a communist Sabbatean state, basically atheistic state. And that's why it had no fruit, just like Jesus said, when I saw a fig tree from a distance and was wanting to have some figs, the tree had none, so it was cursed, and within a day it died. Israel is literally teetering. This rise of ISIS, if it's not stayed, will result in Israel using the Samson option, and everybody who's not in a bunker in Israel will die. 7 million plus people, Jews, gays, lesbians, because it's one of the capitals of alternative sexual behavior, rabbis, just regular, you know, citizens of America that are dual citizens of Israel, they're all going to die. And Barry Shamish has said this very clearly. His family is there because when he started writing his journalistic articles, they tried to kill him 3 times in Israel. He's a good friend of mine for decades now. And I can tell you what's happening here is we're right in the birth pangs. We are literally months away from what's called the start of the tribulation, because with 10 ships passing through the English Channel to the Eastern Mediterranean, we're on a war footing with Russia, and if there's any attempt whatsoever to put an no-fly zone over Aleppo, we're going to have an immediate war with Russia. Our power is going to go out. Our military bases are going to get fried. Our navy's going to the bottom. And we're going to start seeing Americans literally cannibalize each other because our cities are not capable of supporting our populations. We're not ready. We do not have a Department of Defense. We have a Department of Offense, and offensive satanic leaders who want to collaborate in reduction of the world population, including in America. So, Neil, let's go through some of the analysis of just how bad this is and where we're going.
Well, as I pointed out in Volume 2 of my Confessions, the period between now and 2020 will see probably civil unrest across Europe and also possibly across America, because what Trump has said yesterday sets really the stage for a future civil war. The moment... Large parts of the population in the U.S. Are going to feel left out of this electoral process. They will think it's really rigged. And so I think that anyway...
Well, no, I think it's only one way. The Democrats have got a very low energy toward Hillary. They have their hand out, but they're not getting it. For example, 83.7% of blacks support Hillary in some of the polls. But yes, they're suicidally stupid. All the real smart black leaders that are successful, including Don King, who managed the fights of major fighters like Muhammad Ali, Louis Farrakhan, other major broadcasters, TV hosts, etc., black pastors that are successful, all know that Donald Trump, even though his, quote, skin is white, his heart is golden, and he wants the black people, Hispanic people, Americans of all nationalities, color of skin, to succeed. All Americans. And that's something that's not in the heart of Barack Obama. It's not in the heart of Hillary Clinton. She's if anything, it's going to be 10 times worse if she gets in. And it will be civil war, but it'll only be if they steal the election from Donald Trump. If they steal it from Hillary, they think they're stealing. They're not going to steal it. They're just exposing the truth. If all Americans evaluated the truth of the Veritas Project, the WikiLeaks, there's no way rationally they can vote for someone that says, right up to the moment of birth, they're going to do partial birth abortion, when 93% of abortionists who do first trimester abortions don't agree with late term abortions. That's even abortionists. And this woman is even beyond that.
Yeah, well, what Trump said yesterday about, arriving to actually abort at 3 days before, or even before, just before. The moment of birth is absolutely insane. I mean, it's actually legal in most states to plan an abortion, even here in Europe, after a certain amount of months. I mean, after the fifth or sixth months. So, I mean, the fact that...
She's obscene. Last minute. Disgusting.
And we have seen also what Planned Parenthood has done. Planned Parenthood is Satanism. They take these fetuses and they use it for their own things, their own agenda.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders. Are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
By Jeff in Idaho. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. Leo, on your the time and revelation of tribulation leading up to 2012 on Volume 2 of your Confessions book, since you brought up Madonna and her most favorite holiday is coming up on Halloween, I thought what would be best is if you could, Dr. Deagle, on Tuesday you mentioned Truot. You talked to him last Friday about Hillary's Coven.
I have other sources too besides Truat.
Well, all I'm saying is that it'd be great to, since Hillary's having so much trouble after this debate, to go, since you're down in Southern California, have a sine wave for Hillary and say Hillary for Satan right near the coven, just before the thing. And
You mean the location of the coven?
Right.
It's in Los Angeles. The coven was affiliated also with her mentor, who wrote. Rules for Radicals, which was dedicated to Lucifer, who said was the first radical. You have to understand to say that Hillary is the highest level witch in the Western world. Now, people might think, well, the witch, like, you know, the witch of the Wizard of Oz. These people think they actually control the astral plane, which is the plane that Satan controls. That's why he's called the Prince of the Power of the Air. He doesn't have absolute control by any means. In fact, I've just recently received by inspiration a number of technologies that allow us to actually amplify prayer literally virtually infinitely. And we have ways of technology now of actually doing battle in the astral plane. So what we have to understand is that Hillary is malevolently evil. If she gets into power in the United States, we're immediately going to destroy this nation. And by the way, all the women that support Hillary, in a generation, there won't be women in the lower caste. There'll be a unisex, genetically engineered, no reproduction by public wild reproduction, that the only the higher caste will be there, and 90% of the population will be gone. And if people think that's a delusion, you have to understand already, 93% of the abortions in the world are female. When 93% of abortionists will not support late-term abortion to the moment of delivery, you've got to go quite a stretch to realize that when Planned Parenthood are selling body parts, it's not just for transplantation or for stem cell work, it's for satanic ceremonies.
Right. Yeah. Right. And this is the reason. This is the reason why I wanted to bring this up, because Ben Carson's, when he basically made this explanation at the Donald Trump at the RNC convention, you know, he would be the absolute perfect person to drive this issue through when you talk about Hillary and Satanism and the abortion things, because you know, this is essentially their last holiday before the election. You know, and yeah, so we let, need let, to basically
let, get, let me give you some medical backup. I'm a physician that is certified as an expert witness in every specialty. I've trained in family medicine, internal medicine, intensive care, surgery. I've done extra training in orthopedics and plastic surgery, trauma surgery, and burn unit. And I can tell you, I know everything about the issues of abortion. I know everything about tissue transplantation and the Super Soldier program that was, at the time, being done at places like UCLA and Los Angeles, UC Irvine, John Hopkins and Baltimore, et cetera, all these universities here, and overseas universities as well, working on tissue transplantation and transgenic research. Now it's public, so people need to understand the things that we talked about with General Poindexter and the destruction of a lot of these so-called early mistakes in terms of genetic engineering super soldiers. What people need to start grasping is that the end is near. The end is very, very near. And the very fact that Hillary is allowed to run, the very fact that our media are totally corrupt, we call a coup d'etat by the fourth estate, combined with global billionaires, and she wants a global government. I mean, do people grasp this? Do these women who support Hillary grasp this? This is the end of the human race as we know it. This is not just a rehearsal. This is it. And, you know, when we're giving a prophetic warning, we're telling people, that's why even when we, you know, lack bandwidth, so we're having our choppiness of our thing here. But I have had been cut off directly by the NSA on multiple different ways of communicating, doing my shows, because they don't want the truth out. Because now that they've handed over October 1st the internet to a company in Los Angeles that's going to go under the United Nations, the UN are very vile against anybody criticizing Islam. 57 nations came together at the UN and actually said they want to have penalties, including prison and or execution, to anybody who criticizes Muhammad and Islam. Now, do you really believe that the internet will be free in a few years if Hillary gets in and the United Nations takes it over and the states and the government of the United States don't prevent that from happening? No. And there's no freedom of speech in Canada. When I had to show up there, I was actually threatened to be arrested for simply talking about these issues. Abortion, gay and lesbians, globalism, the fact that the majority of abortions are female. I was threatened to be arrested, and I threatened them right back because I have a backbone. And they were terrified because they knew I also had a show in the United States, and I'm also a medical legal expert, so I'm going to take them down. They don't want to be embarrassed by the fact that we already have tyranny in countries like Canada, Australia, Europe, and elsewhere. America is about to lose it completely if Hillary gets in. We will lose all of our last bits of liberty, including the right to bear arms. When she says she just wants to restrict, you know, gun sales at gun shows and so on, no. She wants to totally control the Second Amendment. This is a vile monster. And when we talk about Truat, it is one of a long line of contacts I have about Hillary's contact with her coven in Los Angeles. It was even reported by other authors, including when I talked to Roger Stone, that she would travel back from Arkansas to California at least once a month to go to her coven. You know, people need to grasp this. They need to realize, who is this person? Well, it came out last night, didn't it?
Well, here's the thing, Dr. DeGaulle, and I'll go. We should have Leo's on Leo's first cover where he wears the red Illuminati, cover Satan for Hillary meeting, and then for Southern California for the voting. We, you know, wear red for Trump. Well, we could wear Leo's cloak on book one.
Yeah, pretty funny, Leo. Your comments about this, because last night I thought Trump just literally wiped the floor with the carcass of the Hildebeest. He stuck that geopolitical informational lance right through her heart bone, and the Democrats now, all they can do is spend another couple $100 million trying to do attack ads. I got a request again this morning, and I contribute a lot of money to Donald Trump, a lot. Okay, I'm one of their top contributors. And I'm going to tell you, I am absolutely sick of people even daring to suggest to me that they want to vote for Hillary. I go ballistic. And that's one of the big problems. People nowadays, like young people, are nice. Oh, they don't want to confront people with the fact they're, like black kids, are actually saying, well, we don't want to tell other people that we're actually voting for Trump because other kids will beat us up or destroy our cars. They're doing it. They show it right on Drudge, where one guy hauled out a car, put Trump signs on it, and all these black kids go out and beat it up and destroy the car. Some of these kids actually are probably going to vote for Trump, but they don't want to say it because they're other buddies. It's literally like a thug cult that if you're for Trump, well, you need to be beaten up. And all over the country now, there are people that are Trump supporters that are being beaten up by crazies that are energized. And it's very obvious from the Project Veritas that they actually paid these monsters to go into our rallies. And then Hillary's trying to lecture Trump of why do you have such violence? You're inciting violence. When it's actually her paying and cutting the checks to make sure through their pattern of going through the DNC and their proxies, they're actually creating the violence. It's absolutely over the top.
Here's the thing, I'll go. What you should do is basically all the illegal ballots have been mailed in. What you should do is basically have those grabbed legally, frozen, basically then send mailers back to the people that have voted, and they say, well, I didn't vote, and then basically expose those things, and then you can stop the bus routing. That way you do it state by state.
Well, I hope.
Go ahead, Leo.
At least with my wife coming all the way here from Italy, I hope that at least the vote we gave to Trump all the way here from Italy with my wife at least makes its way towards the ballots in a proper way.
No. So your wife is American, is she?
Of course, yes. And we voted already. She voted 3 weeks ago, so we sent already the vote.
Very good.
So I mean, I hope it arrives fine at destination. But what I did.
You'll have to repeat that, Leo, because you cut out again.
Code, yes, as I said, I didn't send it by ordinary mail. I sent it through registered mail, so at least I'm sure it arrives there. And, I'm pretty sure that they will get it at that point, because you never know, you know? I mean,
I think if you actually get the real poll of the real voters, not illegals that are voting, or dead people since 1944 that have actually come up in this research by O'Keefe, what we're going to find is Donald Trump has got a landslide coming. He has a landslide. And why would you not have a landslide when you want to say, for black people, you want to have a job, you want to own a home, you want to have a husband, you want to get out from under social services, you want to have safe walking to the shopping center or to the theater with your kids that don't have to be inducted into a gang. You want to have college expenses, which will be reduced. They're not going to be wiped out. But I guarantee that Trump will make a program that will control costs before they try to guarantee that they're going to pay for it all. And when they say, oh, well, your thing is going to balloon the debt by X amount, that's if you don't grow the economy. I know that the most important process here is to be successful as a business in America. America is the largest business on the planet. If that's run by one of the best businessmen on the planet, Donald Trump, I guarantee you he will grow that business and our national debt will disappear. The problem is if you don't grow the business, trying to balance the budget by saying we're going to tax the rich and the small corporations and the big corporations, we're a small corporation, Nutramedical. If you tax us anymore, if I had my business in Canada, it would be 15% taxes. You know what it is here? 35%. It's obscene. I don't get 35% with free, with national health care like in Canada, which, by the way, is far better than the damn system we have in America. And by the way, it's still extremely inferior. It doesn't promote functional medicine. It doesn't promote wellness medicine. It doesn't train their doctors to be both Ackman and regular doctors. It is ridiculous. But it's 1,000 times better than the mess we have here in America, which costs us a damn fortune, and people can't even afford the copays to get procedures done. It's a disgusting mess. We've spent more money than anybody else, and we get worse care in this damn United States. And I know I have Kaiser insurance. These guys are predators. If they can try to slap you in a hospital, do this or that procedure to you, they'll do it because they're just looking at you as an income source for their corporation. That's it. They don't care about you as a person. It's all BS. This system here in America is sick. Very sick.
Well, yeah. And Obama.
Yeah, please repeat that.
And we know also this really ridiculous. Obama has done nothing to make it better. And of course, actually, with Obamacare, things got worse. But another thing I would like to point out on Obama on his last great dinner at the White House with Matteo Renzi, the Italian prime minister. This was a joke. I mean, their conference was one of the biggest scams ever. I mean, everybody in Italy is voting against this referendum. Everybody's against these changes that basically are going to destroy.
So what is the referendum? What are the changes they're trying to do in Italy? What are they trying to do? And, of course,
basically
Obama probably endorsed
sovereign.
Oh, really? Giving up sovereignty?
Sovereignty to the EU. And so basically losing the last parts of our sovereignty. Basically Obama encouraged this whole process.
Of course, because he's interested in transnational globalism. That's why he's trying to push the transatlantic and trans-Pacific partnership. They don't want nation states anymore. They just want populations under global control. And global.
They want the continent states. This is the real aim of their work. Continent states, which would be, you know, the American continent state, then the European continent, and then you have the Asian. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be divided in three or four continents.
Let me give you the quote right from the fall edition 1973 of Foreign Affairs, the Journal of the Council on Foreign Relations. And then I'm going to quote the Bible, which says parallel. And they shall give their power the 10 leaders to this global leader for 1-7. That's coming up really quickly. This 10 zones, actually, is Council on Foreign Relations talked about Zone 3 being North America, Canada, the United States, and Mexico. They have broken the world up into 10 zones, and we're Zone 3. People need to grasp this. People like Hillary Clinton don't want national borders control. They want globalism. They want a transnational global empire that's controlled by their global buddies. They want vastly reduced human population. They want life extension and genetically engineered and cybernetic enhancements only to the global elite. That's it. The rest of us, they want dead.
George Orwell also defined in 1984. I mean, it's the old George Orwellian plan that is finally coming into fruition.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely, absolutely. You know, if anybody has read 1984, the world was divided in these big continent states, and there were just a few. Destroying the sovereignty of Italy as well as any other nation in Europe is what these people want to do. But unfortunately, many people will be listening to this idiot, but I mean, on the other side, we have in Italy still a strong opposition to this whole thing. So the referendum, I think, will be not so successful as the Americans and Obama wishes.
When is that supposed to happen, Leo? What date?
That's happening, I think, in the. At the beginning of December, if I don't get it wrong.
Really? What I've heard from my sources is the globalists plan having the global world order fully in place by 2020. So by the next 4 years, they plan to have the global trade zones and the subjugation of the BRICS nations complete in the next 4 years.
Well, I hope not. I hope that somebody will stop them. I mean, we will have the American election, and hopefully we'll have Donald Trump winning. We will have the Italian referendum at the beginning of December, and of course...
Because
the majority of Italians have already said no. So I think that, I mean, their plans might not really go so well. They might be... stopped a little bit, and something might happen if, of course, Trump arrives into power. If Trump doesn't arrive into power, we are facing also the biggest threat since the Cold War with Russia, the confrontation, which might even become nuclear, because these people who are talking about peace.
Yeah, but that nuclear threat is going to mean it's going to guarantee peace. Let me explain the Tumblr lock codes of the New World Order. When war looks most absolute, peace is going to be guaranteed. When peace is guaranteed, it'll be shaky because the parties will not want to shake hands, except behind their back, they'll be ready to respond to the other party not playing fair ball. So what we're going to see, and this is my guess, is Donald Trump's going to come in as president. If all well happens, we'll have a period of grace. But don't think the New World Order is being silent, whether it's 5, 10, or 20 years from now. They want to come in like a storm. And the way they'll do it won't be a warfare. It'll be collapsing the world economy. And when the world economy collapses, they'll use that as a platform, just like they're trying to push the Deutsche Bank into collapse right now. When the world economy collapses, that's when they'll bring forth a new world order that'll look first economic and geopolitical, and nation states will disappear.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Just a few hours away.
And, Leo, one of the templates that God gave the ancient peoples, like in Israel, is that the prophet priest was always above the warrior king. So people, are, although they're electing Donald Trump, God's called forth a number of people to release the truth and to speak prophetically, to unload the keys that are recorded in the book of Daniel. It says, many will come and run to and fro across the face of the earth, but knowledge will greatly increase, and they will not understand these things, I'm praising it, until the time of the end. And with your books, for example, part one and part two of the Confessions of an Illuminati, with the books that I released with Clay and Iron and Abortion to Armageddon, with the Prophecy Club, with many other authors, 30,000s of authors that are speaking prophetically, the people are starting to read their Bibles and realize this is not conjecture. We are deep into the very dark bowels of a global conspiracy that's clearly luciferic, that wants to destroy the human race. And the comments last night made by Hillary, with Chris Wallace keeping her to task and Donald Trump literally ripping her to shreds in terms of her evil agenda, people need to start grasping that the prophet priests are here. We're speaking on the radio. We're telling them the truth. They're reading your books. They're starting to understand that there's a dark agenda here that literally wants to abort the human race.
It's a dark agenda, which I hope that is going to fail. The name of one of the main puppeteers behind it was made by Donald Trump yesterday, and it's once again George Soros. And I think that this needs to be made clear. He's one of the most evil men on the planet and one of the elite members who is mostly pushing from this liberal agenda, which...
Yeah, absolutely. George Soros, and of course, we know
that massive immigration.
Yeah, and borderless world. Yeah. A world where you don't have any representation.
Yeah, I think that was a great point yesterday in which Trump affronted Hillary, saying, you know, during your speech to the Brazilian bank, you brought up this open borders. And then she came up with a really stupid kind of conjecture about the fact she was talking about the borders of energy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. When she tried to pivot on that, I thought, everybody, you really think the public are that stupid? You're talking about the borders of energy and having a power grid that's connected. By the way, people need to know this. Do you know that Texas has its own power grid that's not connected to the North American power grid? It doesn't mean you have a North American or North and South American unified and Central American power grid. That's not what we're talking about. She's talking about a borderless world. 600 million more people coming to America to destroy it.
Yeah. And unfortunately, horse represented by Islamic immigrants, which unfortunately is a bit like the mob used to be 100 years ago from Italy. They're part of it in one way or another.
And yeah, exactly. This weekend I will call you rather than using the internet, and I'm sure once you get more bandwidth for upload, you won't get chop signals. It's called data packets. That'll stop it. You have improved a bit by getting more during the show today, Leo. We'll do some updates this weekend. Post the third debate, because what goes on in America determines, because if America repents and supports Donald Trump, we'll have a period of grace. If we don't, we're going to have immediate judgment on America and the world. It's going to get extremely ugly because we're heading toward the tribulation right now. God help us.
God bless America.
God bless America and the world. We'll be back in a moment with hour number two. Don't miss it. Coming up.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. MLD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Joyn Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.